Hey, Chris.
Hey, Ben.
What's going on this week?
This is a special mini-sode. We have our wives with us.
Our wives. Our lovely better halves. Who are very silent all of a sudden once we press record.
This is Leah.
Hi, how's it going?
You guys want to introduce yourselves? Well, we'll introduce ourselves first.
This is going great.
I'm Ben.
I'm Emily.
I thought we were...
Chris just introduced me. I'm Leah.
Hey, Leah. Hello, Chris.
I'm Chris. Thought we already did this part of it.
Success.
Excellent. Cut. That's a mini-sode.
It's baby steps. Baby steps.
So, the reason we're all gathered here today is because we wanted to talk about some things that we've all been watching together.
Yeah.
Not together,
but together with our mutual spouses.
With our spouses.
Not our mutual spouses, but our
no
own.
No mutualness.
Our own spouses.
Spouses are not mutual in the situation. This isn't a BuzzFeed article.
We all live together in one Popstorian mansion.
That would be cool when y'all get famous.
Yeah.
I don't think it'd be cool for that reason, though.
No, probably not.
All right. Well, this fell off the tracks very quickly.
What are you talking
That's
about?
That's what happens when you have your wives on your podcast.
You said that. I did.
I did say it. Anyway.
So, Leah and I have been watching some movies together during this whole coronavirus thing. We've been watching war movies.
War movies?
War movies. We started kind of slow with Band of Brothers.
Okay.
If you're not familiar with Band of Brothers, it came out, I think, soon after Saving Private Ryan. It's a 10-part miniseries of HBO. It's a very good show. It's kind of, I think, one of the shows that started that whole golden era of television. There are a lot of good shows out there.
It's kind of a heavyweight.
Yeah.
They ease you into it, though, like, the way they have the show set up and how they kind of started off, because the very first episode, it's not a lot of war scenes. They're just, like, in their training at basic or whatever. And so they kind of ease you into it with that, and then, like, they drop you into Normandy and everything, but like it's really cool because they have interviews of like the actual people that the show is about. They're like talking about their experience and touching on like the subject matter of the episode and stuff. So it's really cool because, you know, you always talk about like events in history, even World War II, and you know, you kind of forget that it was real people.
Yeah.
Sometimes, I don't know, you just do. You forget, like, there was actual people there, and so they have these interviews from the actual men and stuff, and it's just really cool to get their perspective and how they were gung-ho, but yet still scared and stuff, so it's really interesting.
Was this something you guys had seen before?
I had seen the show all the way through. This was Leah's first time.
Gotcha. So it's something that you knew and were familiar with, and I'm guessing... it's something that you liked. So you were like, I'm going to show this to the wife.
Yeah, actually, I guess a year and a half ago, I purchased it along with a couple other war movies at a Black Friday event. And this is the first time we've been able to watch those particular DVDs.
Gotcha.
So
I had heard about the show. My dad had sat and watched it, but I'd never watched any of it with him. So,
Emily, have you ever seen Band of Brothers?
I have not.
I have not seen it either, although I'm
somewhat
familiar.
You should watch it. We could lend it to you, because it's really good.
I haven't seen very many war-type things, because I'm not very good at the lopping off of heads type of action scenes.
Not very good at them, as in you don't like to film them?
Yeah, I'm not good at getting my head lopped off and then continuing on.
So I recently introduced Emily to a movie called The Thing, which is from the early 80s, and we've talked about it on the podcast.
We weren't supposed to talk about this today.
We weren't, but I'm going to bring it up briefly, because I thought it was interesting, because you say you don't like gore, and violence. But I think what really bothers you more than that is suspense. Because you didn't bat an eye at some of the things that happened in that movie. But the suspense, the tension was what really got to you.
Well, some of the gore in that movie is not exactly realistic.
What are you talking about?
So it wasn't exactly that gross. But if it looks like someone actually lost their head, I don't like seeing that.
So it's the realism.
Well,
gotcha.
I've not actually seen this movie before, and I think there's a lot of spoilers there. The Thing.
Is that like the old one?
No.
You mean it's not the 50s one.
Not the 50s one.
The one that I love.
Okay.
I will always love. No,
I always love that one, too.
This is the 1980s one.
It was suspenseful, and it is true. I don't really do well with suspense, but...
I'm the same way, dear Emily. I watched Alien with Ben, and I could not handle it.
Yeah. Chris is so jumpy.
Yeah, he's been trying to get me to watch that for a while, and I just don't
Chris, Chris may or may not have spilled some popcorn on me at one point.
Because he's jumpy. He doesn't, like, it's like he can't anticipate the suspense or whatever. And I'm like, dude, look away because they're going to jump out. Their eyes are going to pop open. You need to look away.
I might have been looking at the floor a lot in that movie.
That was a great time. So, the Emily, you have another?
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Well, we actually have three war movies that we have conquered.
All right.
We've watched 1917.
Oh, that's right.
You did.
We did watch 1917.
That's awesome. So I've been meaning to watch that.
It is good. Yeah. It is really good.
Is that the one that's like documentary style?
Or it's like all one take.
That's the one that came out like last year, though.
Yeah, you're thinking of They Shall Not Grow Old.
Okay.
It's kind of like
the one.
Oh, we should
watch that one. Peter Jackson directed that one.
Which one?
We Shall Not Grow Old. It's documentary style about World War One.
He took a bunch of World War One documentary footage and colorized it and upscaled it and tried to make it look more contemporary.
So you feel like, you know, it's actually a real thing.
I definitely want to see that now.
That sounds really cool.
But Deakins definitely deserved the Academy Award for 1917.
Yeah.
Excellent film.
It's so good.
And then we watched Fury.
Ooh, that's another one that's been on my list for a while.
Starring Brad Pitt and Logan Lerman.
Is Edward Norton in that also? Or did
He's not,
it?
No.
Okay.
Michael Pena is in it, John Bernthal, and
Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf, that's who I was thinking of.
Yeah.
And it's a rough movie.
It was not our favorite of the three.
Oh, you didn't like it? Okay.
It's rough.
It's very gory. So okay. Emily
would be out.
Would probably be out on that. Right. But I don't know. I feel there was some really good acting in it. But I feel like they went much more for the shock effect in the film. A lot of more heads blowing up and being crushed and things like that.
Yeah, like you're like watching somebody get crushed by a tank and they shoot and like the person that's in the tank is no longer in the tank and it's just rough. And the language, which normally, like, okay, I get it, it's a war movie, right? We watched Band of Brothers, they had bad language. 1917 had bad language, but this is just like over the top. And John Bernthal's character is just obnoxious with it, and he's just so like crass, and I don't want the Germans to kill people. I don't want people to kill people, but dude, in this movie, I wish you would die because you are annoying. Like, he just got on my nerves because he was just awful. He was terrible. I mean, his acting was good, but just
but the character,
the dialogue,
right?
The character and the dialogue they gave him was just awful. I just couldn't handle it.
That's unfortunate.
Like, ugh.
So that's been our movie series, and we will hope to continue that on that theme with Hacksaw Ridge. So we'll have to tell you how we like that.
So what movie... is there a reason you picked the war theme to go with the coronavirus time?
Well,
not really.
Not particularly. It's just some movies that I had that we hadn't watched, like, we hadn't even unwrapped them.
Yeah.
I
always take, like, a phase where I want, like, war movies and stuff, and here recently I had been wanting to watch MASH, and which is obviously just, you know, it's lighthearted. I mean, there's some serious parts to MASH, obviously, but,
yeah,
like, I don't know, it was reminiscent of when I was in high school, and I'd come home and watch, like, 2 hours of MASH reruns on TV Land. So, like, I was like, oh, let's watch MASH. And then he was like, well, we got some war movies. And I was like, oh, war movies? Let's do war movies.
So,
on TV Land.
Yeah. Good old TV Land.
Do they still have TV Land? I don't even know.
They do. They do have TV Land.
I don't have cable. It's mostly the Golden Girls.
No, it's not the Golden Girls. They have some, like, original content now, but it's not so much, like, older shows. It's kind of weird. Like, they have some show, what is it, Younger, with Hilary Duff. It was like her way to break out into, like, more mature content. That doesn't sound right either. I was gonna say adult, but that doesn't sound good either. Just, well, like, she's not a child star anymore, you know, like, right. She's on the regular TV.
I knew what you
regular
meant, but
TV.
I don't think any of those terms are
they're not appropriate, because it makes it sound like
So what have you been watching, Ben and Emily?
So yesterday we actually had someone over. We took appropriate precautions, cleaned everything, maintained social distance,
sort of,
for the most part. We were kind of consoling him because he was going through a hard time. So we wanted to watch something funny and kind of lightweight. And because I have encounters with the film industry in my career, people tend to put me into the position of being the guy who picks the movie, which is a terrible position to be in. I don't know if you've ever been in that position, but you have to make everybody happy. And there's usually a wide variety of personalities in the room. And
wow, there's so much more pressure now whenever I have to pick a movie.
Wow. Just made me not want to pick a movie ever again.
I feel a lot of pressure. Anyway, but fortunately, Amazon Prime saved me. Amazon Prime had Rat Race.
That's a great movie.
So we watched Rat Race.
I had never heard of it.
It's like a remake of Mad, 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 Mad World, right?
It is an unofficial remake of Mad, Mad, Mad World. I don't think they actually call it a remake, but it's definitely a similar premise.
I don't think I've ever seen this movie.
That's the one where they, like, race across the country, right?
They race across the country. It's from 2001, and the cast includes a bunch of people who are now no longer celebrities. I think it's really interesting. They're almost universally people who were really popular at the time, but were just about to lose their celebrity status.
Well, I know Rowan Atkinson's in it.
Whoopi Goldberg. In it, and Whoopi Goldberg's in it. Those are probably two of
Isn't
the long,
Seth
longer
Green
standing.
Seth Green is in it too, isn't he?
Seth Green is in it.
Gosh, I haven't seen that movie forever. I saw that movie in the theaters,
the guy
in theaters in Arkansas at a $3 theater with my cousins. And then we got in trouble because Derek drove us like 100 miles on the interstate.
And we don't want to hear that.
Anyway, so there you go. There's my fond memory of Rat Race.
100 miles an hour. Wow.
Yeah, he had a Mustang Celine. Is that what they're called? It's like some really upscale Mustang at the time, and he was a teenage jerk, you know, whatever.
Like all teenagers who own Mustangs.
Like all
Mustangs,
teenagers are, you know, with Mustangs. And so, yeah, he got in trouble because he went so fast with us on the interstate because we were all together. He was able to drive. Yeah. My mom encouraged us. She was like, go hang out with your cousins. And I was like, Mom, we see them like every other year. It was just weird. I don't know. I mean, we got along, but...
Well, what I want to know is, how did he get in trouble? Like, did some...
Because he was bragging about it, like every teenage jerk does that has a Mustang.
Oh, man.
He was bragging about it.
I was going to say, like, did he get a ticket? Did somebody spill the beans?
No, he didn't get a ticket. He spilled the beans.
He spilled his own beans.
Spilled his own beans, man.
Good grief.
Curious, is your cousin going to listen to this and be like, she thinks I'm a jerk?
No, I don't think so.
Well,
I mean, what, y'all
have more than one cousin?
Maybe 20 years ago, he was a jerk, but...
Yeah, I mean, he's grown up, he's married now, like, he's sensible.
He might
he's much more sensible
he
than
jerk.
He was.
So he won't be offended by listening to our
podcast?
No, podcast.
I think he would agree that he was a jerk back then.
Okay.
Well, we don't have to say which cousin.
I think she already said.
Exactly.
I think you already did.
Well, I said in Arkansas. I have a lot of cousins in Arkansas.
Well, you said A.
It's Arkansas.
You admit to that?
So what, besides Rat Race, what else have you been watching, Ben?
Y'all wanted me to come on the show.
Emily has been taking me through a show that's very near and dear to her heart called Gilmore Girls. Maybe you've heard of it.
Yes.
That is such a good show.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you. Yeah.
We actually have already made that journey through that show.
Yeah.
Lee and I.
Ben will not watch more than one episode at a time. If I try to watch two, he just walks off and or does something else.
There's so much that happens in each episode.
It's so good. Amy Sherman Palladino like directs it or whatever, and she helped write it and stuff. She's the same one that does The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Have you ever seen that? Because that's awesome. That's hilarious.
I haven't seen that.
You should watch it. It's on Amazon Prime. Maybe you won't be able to watch it.
It's been on it's been on our list for a while.
Well, do it, because there's 3 seasons. You can binge it. So, and it's really good. It's hilarious.
That might be our show for this summer.
Are you a binger, Ben?
No, I'm not. So my most anticipated television show of all time was probably the Dark Crystal remake, and I only ever watched 2 episodes at a time, despite the fact that I was really looking forward to it. So
how long? Like 2 years? You anticipated it for like 2 years or something, right?
Yeah. So, I'm just a slow and steady. I can't like sit down for that long and not do anything.
Because it's such work for you to watch something. You're thinking about everything.
Yeah.
That's probably true.
That's the thing with Gilmore Girls, too, is that there's so much drama in each episode. The kind of drama that I have only gone through, like, once every couple years happens to them in, like, the space of 30 minutes. And I'm like, whoa. Like, I need to, like, process this. And they're just like, nope. That thing that happened 2 episodes ago, we're not even worried about that anymore. We're emotionally ready to move on.
And plus, like, there's so much dialogue. Like, they pack a lot of dialogue into the show, and there's a lot of, like, just, like, references and jokes. So it is, like, a lot to process if you're, you know, just a very analytical watcher. It is a lot to process.
Did you hear that, honey? I'm analytical.
That's a word for it.
Well, we did 3. What is the third one that you wanted to bring up?
All right, we got to come up with a third one here. What else are we watching?
Danger Man. Secret Agent, also known as.
So Danger Man is a early 60s spy show from the people who did The Avengers and The Saint and all those, The Saint with Roger Moore.
Well, I'm sold. I'd watch that.
It's actually the big break for Patrick McGoohan, if you've heard of him.
He did The Avengers.
He did The Prisoner. You're thinking of Patrick McNee, who did The Avengers.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Yes.
What?
Yes. Okay. He's sure.
Yeah. He
Patrick McGoohan is in The Avengers, and he's in Silver Streak. He's the villain in Silver Streak.
You just said Patrick McGoohan is in Avengers.
He is.
Oh, he is?
I mean, did I say The Avengers?
Yes, you did.
Okay, I meant The Prisoner.
Someone's not sure anymore.
No, I'm sure. He's in The Prisoner.
Yes, he's in The Prisoner.
And you may know him as the King, King Edward from Braveheart.
Okay. Yes, I know who you're talking about now. I see his face.
Yay.
I knew I had seen him before.
Gilmore Girls reference. Do you see her face? Ben hasn't gotten there yet.
Yeah, I don't know that joke.
Maybe my ears are just too small. For the earbuds. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Mine are uncomfortable
too. Y'all out there breaking earbuds?
Yeah, we're listening to y'all's. To y'all from the phone through earbuds.
My ears
and then
are
we're
also
recording.
Tired already because now that I'm doing video chats all day, I'm just wearing my earbuds all day long. So anytime I put my earbuds on at night now, it's like,
I don't like earbuds, actually. They hurt my ears. Yeah. Like, I don't think they're comfortable at all. Like, I've never thought they were comfortable.
Yeah, it's really
I'm like, just give me some old school headphones.
Mm-hmm. Which are actually better for ears. Well,
I think that's a mini-sode right there.
I think so. And it's a little bit longer.
It is, but we have
had women.
More people.
women.
Thank you for
perpetuating
gender stereotypes.
Well,
sometimes stereotypes are funny.
Thank you, Ben and Emily.
That's what I learned from Rat Race anyway.
That's true. Thank you, Ben and Emily.
Thank you, Leah and Chris.
For a great episode.
Yeah, we should do this more often.
We should. This is kind of like the social distancing double date.
Exactly.
That we will share to the rest of the world.
Exactly. if you want to, you should subscribe and share us with a friend. You can find us on Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
Yes. And Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube.
Follow us on all these places for more awesome pop story and content.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Me neither.
I obviously couldn't.
Did you have a closing?
No.
No? Okay.
Leah, do you have a splains for us to take us out? You have something splains. You want to splain?
I don't know.
Why don't you explain the podcast?
Explain the podcast?
Explain the podcast for us.
What,
Leah splains
yes.
podcast.
Leah splains the podcast.
Your specific podcast.
Yes.
It's mostly about movies, although they say it's pop storian. As in a history and pop culture collide, but it's really just about movies.
Ouch of truth.
And there's Leah. Leah Splains, the Pop Story and Podcast.
Alrighty.
I'm going to cut it there.